This is Peter Rosenberger, and this is A Minute for Caregivers. Before the famous altercation with Goliath, when David expressed anger at the blasphemous giant, one of his embarrassed older brothers who camped at the battle scene furiously derided him. But King Saul heard about David, and astonishingly, the king allowed the teenager to fight Goliath. Saul even put his tunic and armor on him. Saul was tall, but David wasn't, and the king's armor didn't fit. Struggling to function in the ill-fitting battle garb, David removed it and faced Goliath his way, depending upon God's might. David recognized he couldn't succeed while wearing something that didn't fit him. How many try to conquer a Goliath while wearing something that doesn't fit? The conditions of our loved ones serve as formidable giants to us, and we can't fight them while trying to be, do, and act like something that doesn't fit us. David faced Goliath with his familiar sling and his even more familiar trust in God's abilities. While not a trained soldier, David's love and trust provided the courage to face a giant. Most of us aren't trained medical professionals, and we don't have to be. When facing our giants, things like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, addiction, autism, trauma, mental illness, and all types of giants like that, we could be ourselves and, with love and trust, remain confident that the battle is the Lord's. 1 Samuel 17:47 says, "All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's." This is Peter Rosenberger, and this is an excerpt from my book, A Minute for Caregivers, When Every Day Feels Like Monday, available wherever books are sold. There's more at hopeforthecaregiver.com.